Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you, and welcome once again to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us, and I hope you're doing well. We are definitely into baseball, deeply into baseball. We're getting into the time of the year when it's kind of crunch time. We've passed the trade deadline, and that sets up some interesting players with some different teams. And we have with us today a guy that knows what it's like to be moved around, but he has become one of the top baseball players in the major leagues. His name is Daniel Murphy, and we had to dig back a little bit to come up with this interview because this was back in 2013. Hard to believe it's been 6 years that Daniel and I sat together on the in the dugout in Cincinnati's Great American Ballpark. This was when he was with the New York Mets, and he's done really well. In fact, he led the Mets to their fifth World Series appearance in franchise history, and he just did a tremendous job. He's playing first base now for the Colorado Rockies, and after leaving the Mets, he went on to play for the Washington Nationals, and he also played for the Chicago Cubs. Now, so when you hear the interview, he'll be talking about his time with the New York Mets, because that's where he was when we did the interview. But he has gone on to become one of the top players in the National League. He was a Major League Baseball All-Star 2014, 2016, 2017. And he's one of those guys that just can play about anywhere. He plays first base for the Rockies, but he's played some outfield. He's played some second base. He could probably do about anything you needed him to do. And he comes out of Jacksonville University, and he's definitely one of the most respected players in the National League. Now, the interesting thing about Daniel is the fact that not only is he respected as a player, but he is respected as one of the strongest Christians in the league. And I think you'll find out after you listen to this interview, I think you'll find out that he doesn't back off much when he's on the field. He'll kind of stick his nose right in there no matter what it takes to win. And he also kind of does the same thing for being a Christian. He is not afraid to proclaim that Jesus Christ is his Lord and Savior. So we'll take a break. And when we come back, you will hear from Daniel Murphy, now the first baseman for the Colorado Rockies. So don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. All right, thank you very much, and welcome back to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us today. On a sunny baseball day, we've got with us a guy that's having a great career, Daniel Murphy, the second baseman for the New York Mets. Daniel, thanks for being a part of Face to Face.
Thanks for having me, Tom. I appreciate it.
You're finally getting a chance to play injury-free. I know that one of the things that has plagued you through the short time that you've been in the majors the last few years has been injuries. What's it like to come here to the end of the year and feel like that you're in good shape?
It's very exciting. It really is it's truly a blessing, from the Lord. Going into this season and you pray for health, and then it's so easy to forget when Christ remains so faithful to you that you get caught up in numbers and things like that and wanting to play well. But one of the focal points of the year is to try to stay healthy, and Jesus has remained so faithful in that I like to try to really remember that, and that his faithfulness is so great. It's been very exciting to be able to stay healthy.
This is a young team, and you've emerged as a leader on this young team. Do you see your role as a leader, not just on the field, but off the field?
Yeah. Each day is an opportunity. I know that, unfortunately, I struggle, to fight myself, struggle in the flesh. But, we're not perfect. We're just forgiven. And but it has been a great opportunity. It's been a great year to not only, talk to people about the Lord and try to help them, through baseball with some of my experience, but also it has been some great opportunities to ask for forgiveness and for some humbleness. And it's really been the Lord's really provided some great opportunities.
We got to go back to a date in 2011, August the 7th, I believe, a key date, not just in your baseball career, but in your life. That was when you had the knee injury. Tell us a little bit about what that day meant in your life.
I was having a good year, according, to what what people in baseball would say is a good year. But, you know, at that time I wasn't walking with the Lord. I had not surrendered my life yet. So that was kind of the pinnacle of what I thought it was I wanted out of this world and out of this game. And then, you know, fast forward a couple weeks later into the off season, you know, I surrendered my life to Christ. He had to take both my knees on a couple different occasions before I realized that, you know, there is no amount of money, there's no amount of hits, there's no amount of things in this world that can fill the Jesus Christ-sized hole I think that we all have in our hearts. So that was a big day in my life, that injury, because it really had me reevaluate, you know, where I was in this world. And, you know, the patience that Christ had with me, the patience he had with my wife now, it truly is a blessing to look back at that time and see where he's brought us to this point.
That was a real key time because you were at the point, I think you were leading the league in batting. You were hitting about 320, and there had to be some anger there to feel as though, God, why this? Why am I taken away from this?
Yeah, there was definite frustration. I had been hurt the year before as well, too, and in my own selfishness, once I got hurt, I said, I'll do this again on my own. But the Lord is so persistent. He pursues us. He pursues us so diligently and so fervently that he just kept pursuing my life. And, you know, an injury that I think that people in this game and in this world would see as, you know, the worst thing that could happen to somebody in my profession end up being an absolute blessing because it allowed me to realize that I'm not going to find fulfillment in this world unless it's through Jesus.
Knee injuries have been a problem for you. You were doing well at Jacksonville, and right, I think, just a few weeks maybe before the draft, you injured your knee back then. Is that true?
Yeah, I've had a couple of knee injuries in my career, and, you know, it's been unfortunate, but, you know, the Lord has proved to be faithful these last 2 years and allowed me to stay healthy, and hopefully, you know, hopefully it's in his plans to have me be healthy for these next six games.
Do you think if you wouldn't have hurt your knee, do you think that you would have gone higher in the draft, or do you think that that changed things and that's just kind of where the Lord put you?
I mean, obviously everything is, you know, the Lord is in control of everything. I think that, you know, looking at it, it most likely would have gone higher, but, you know, looking at it now, I might not have been a Met. I might not have been able to come to this organization and made the relationships and had the relationships I've been able to have. So, you know, even when we don't choose Jesus, he still chooses us, and always there, always patient, and always available.
I know in Ephesians, I think it's chapter 5, says, make the most of every opportunity you have. And it would seem to me, from an outsider standpoint, that God puts all of us in a special place. And you're in an interesting place in that you are in a major media market, maybe the biggest in New York, and you've got a lot of scrutiny. Do you feel the pressure sometimes as a Christian to handle that?
You know, I think for me, looking at it, is it's, you know, you feel like you're a Christian and you love Jesus, therefore you're supposed to be perfect, but that's just not the case. You know, even in our failures, even in our trials, even in when the flesh fails us, it's still an opportunity for humbleness. It's still an opportunity to show others that Jesus is still in the center of our lives. It's still an opportunity to ask for forgiveness when we mess up, when I mess up, because I mess up every day. So, you know, I think, you know, there's this perception that we need to be perfect to come to Jesus, but we come to Jesus because we realize we aren't perfect, and he is, and he's the answer. And then once we come to him, it's very easy to fall into the trap of course, I want to get in the Word, and I want to pray because I love the Lord, and I want to seek after him, and I want him to have total control of my life. But those things aren't going to keep me saved. He has my salvation. I don't control it. If I had it, I'd lose it.
Yeah.
So in that, you know, we do these things because we love him, not because we think it's going to make us holy. He makes us holy. We don't make ourselves holy. So that's been something I've tried to focus on this year. It's been a growing process. I think there's been growth in my walk and my wife's walk and our walk together. But every time we get in the Word and we realize just how much we need him, just how much we need Christ to get where he wants us to be.
Our guest is Daniel Murphy. He's the second baseman for the New York Mets, and we will take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more, so don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Our guest is Daniel Murphy. We're on a beautiful day. The Mets are visiting Cincinnati. We're having a chance to sit here in Riverfront. That goes back too many years. In Great America Ballpark. And, Daniel, let's talk about growing up in Jacksonville, Florida. I know you grew up in a Christian home. Tell us about your home.
It was a Christian home. I know that, you know, my mother grew up in a Christian home in Louisville, Kentucky. It was very much surrounded around Christ. My father came to the Lord when I was in high school. But he jokes that I'm the prodigal son. I was the last of three children to come to the Lord, but I was the oldest. I chose Daniel Murphy for 27 years of my life, 26 years. But God was ever always knocking on the door. The door was always there. And fortunately, by His grace, not of anything that I did, but, by His grace through my faith, was able to come to Him. And, I credit now all the time that I went to church, because as I came to the Lord, I was a little bit more versed in the Bible. I had the Sunday school lessons and I'd been in the Word a little bit before and growing up there. So it really helped to lead my wife, who came to the Lord a couple months after me. It helped us in our walk that she was able to kind of look to me and lean on me, and it's been a really, really exciting time for us. And it's also put a lot of responsibility on me, which is the way it's supposed to be, to lead our family in a Christ-honoring way.
You said that it was after the knee injury that you decided that you wanted to follow Christ. Was there anything specific that turned your life around? Did you just go back to your old days when you thought about the times that you'd had in Sunday school and church and just got into the Bible, or was there somebody specifically that stepped in there?
It was my mother. I went to my mother and really just confessed, not necessarily confessed to her, but confessed in front of the Lord, and she helped to guide me. And I think that, growing up in the church and maybe even a little bit of the Southern Baptist upbringing, is that we're very much very well versed as a church, I think these days, in that God is just, and there is a hell, but also God is love. And I think I had forgotten that. All I knew was that I'm going to be judged one day. I knew the answers, but when my mom looked at me and she said, "I love you and your brother and your sister so much, but when I think about how much God loves you," she goes, "I can't fathom it." And that is what really, really, really pricked my heart to know that He is a God of, He's a jealous God. He's a righteous God, but He's a loving God and always there for us. And at that moment, I surrendered my life. I gave Him everything. I struggle daily to try to give Him everything. A lot of days I choose me. But He always chooses us. And so that was, I think it was sometime in, late August, I think, I surrendered my life with the help of my mother and mostly the help of Jesus Christ.
The New York media can be brutal. Always looking for that edge, always looking for that little story. You changed. I'm sure the media noticed, picked up on some of that. Do you find yourself that in the position that you're in, being one of the top players on this young team, that the media goes looking for things like that and kind of how do they approach you?
No, the not so much. It doesn't feel like. One thing I actually talked to my wife about that I've tried to do this year more is try not, when I do interviews and I'm trying to give glory to Jesus, I've tried not to use too much of God or Lord. I try to use Jesus, because that is the most polarizing name, I think, on this earth.
Right.
When we say Jesus, it's like throwing live snakes on the table. And so that this year, anytime that people have tried to give me praise or even when I'm struggling, to just point them and point myself back to Jesus and get him back at the center of my life. So that's been something that I've really enjoyed this year in the interviews is trying to use more of Jesus than God or Lord, because that can take on so many meanings. But the name of Jesus is powerful.
I know one of the things that you've done, too, is you've had an outreach in a number of different ways. You were part of Extreme Makeover, the TV show. Tell me a little bit about that.
That was a pretty exciting time. I was able to do that, I think, in 2011, and it was for a really good cause that the Mets set up. Got to meet Shane Victorino and Jewel and Clay Buchholz, and it was really a very exciting time, it's a really cool experience.
I know also you've said that since you became a Christian, peace and joy dominate your life now. So inwardly, there's got to be this great change. And I know your teammates have got to see that. What kind of reaction did you get from your teammates when you went through this change?
I think it's not so much that the teammates come up and ask you about it more as they observe you. I think that our walk is always going to say more than our miles ever do. And I think with me, that's why I get so frustrated when I struggle in my walk, even though it's in the struggle that we grow, is that I still have this game of baseball is still idle in my life. And I think the Lord's he's definitely trying to strip me of that, because whenever he needs me to listen, this is where he comes. He comes to baseball, and he kind of comes to our family when he wants to get us down on our knees. So again, like I said earlier, the times where we struggle is an opportunity to ask for forgiveness. And I think those are the ones that kind of perk the ears up of some of my teammates when, you know, not by my own strength, but by the strength of Christ, when I know I've messed up, I'm willing to humble myself. My mom jokes, and I'm kind of with her, I really despise asking for forgiveness, even though, but it's in that humbleness is where I think people really pay attention. It's where we are able to set ourselves apart, and I struggle with it. I struggle with it on a daily basis to surrender my life and die daily, you know, and this body's a living sacrifice, and it's not my own. It was bought with a very expensive price.
True.
But I still want to control it. But that is slowly and as painstaking as it is, Jesus is stripping me of that, and I hate it when it's happening, but when we get past certain seasons in our life and we see where he's brought us, we know how faithful he is.
I know also one of the things that people don't understand, and that's one of the reasons we do this show, the main reason we do this show, is the fact that there are a number of Christian athletes in baseball. There are a number of guys with faith. Has there been anybody specifically, as you've become a Christian and you've come along, either in the game or out of the game, that's been kind of a mentor to you in the last 2 years?
Jeremy Hefner, a pitcher of ours who unfortunately had Tommy John surgery. Really leaned on him a lot. He'd been walking with Christ longer than I have, was more mature, you know, has a couple children, and just somebody that I think we leaned on each other, but I leaned on him far more than he probably ever realized. And you know, he remains on our hearts as he's injured right now, but I really leaned on Jeremy. Just has a heart for the Lord and a servant's heart, and was really able to lean on him.
I know you got to go play, and enjoying watching you play. You're doing a great job with the Mets, been one of the leaders this year. I'd like to close our time together this way. Do you have like a favorite verse? Do you have anything that jumps out at you?
I know I've been reading a little bit. I sent one out today to my uncle who's going through a trial right now with him and his wife. There's one, John 16:32-33. I think it's John 16:33 is... It talks about, in this world there'll be trial and tribulation, but take courage, for I've overcome the world. And it's just, his promises never fail. As much as we think they're, you know, he's not there. Yeah. He's watching us as the disciples are in the ship and they're crossing and it's storming and they're freaking out. But he's watching us.
Yeah.
He's always got us. And I actually enjoy that verse. And then there's, you know, the story of the disciples when they are. Actually, it's the houses. When he talks about the house being on the rock, the house built on the rock, and the house built on the sand. It's so interesting that it talks about rain and basically trials and storms. They come on both houses. So just because we're Christians doesn't mean we're not going to have trials.
Not going to always be sunny.
It's not always going to be sunny, but take courage, for I've overcome the world. And the battle is won. We walk. We walk by faith. And so that's one that I've kind of been trying to to hold to, and then another one I've been holding to this late in the year, because when it gets late and I'm tired, I'm short, I'm prickly right now. I'm tired, but so is everybody else. And Jesus said, he goes, I didn't come for the righteous, but for the unrighteous. You know, the healthy don't need a doctor. It's the sick who need a physician. And I think that's in Mark. And so that's another one I've been holding on to, is that he didn't come for the righteous. He came for me. And been trying to really keep that close to my heart. And so those are a couple ones that I've been trying to lean on here as the season winds down and as my body and my mind are tired.
Daniel, it's an inspiration to talk to you, and hopefully as people listen to this, they will understand that it's not just the Mets uniform that you wear, but you carry the banner of Jesus Christ. Thanks for spending time with us today.
I appreciate you having me, Tom.
All right. Daniel Murphy, the second baseman of the New York Mets. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. I hope you enjoyed the time that we had with Daniel Murphy. I'll tell you what, I've been at this a long time, kind of getting up to a place where people are saying, is Face to Face going to run out of gas anytime soon? I don't think so, because I just enjoy spending time with players. In fact, this past week, I was in Philadelphia and spending time with a couple of players out there. Stephen Vogt, who's going to be on the show here real soon, and my friend Sean Godfrey, who's the rookie hitting coach in the New York Penn League. It's great just sitting and watching baseball and talking to these guys. Love talking to baseball guys, and you're going to hear some of those interviews coming up as we move along. And also, if you want to know about some of the Christian athletes, some of the Christian baseball players, go to our website if you haven't already done that. Pardon me. Our website is at facetofaceradio.com, and check out our Christian All-Stars. These are the guys at every position. And Daniel Murphy didn't have Daniel Murphy in there this year, although we could have. We had Paul Goldschmidt in there, who is the first baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks, I guess. Is that true? I think he's been traded. He's with the Cardinals. He's with the Cardinals now. So anyway, check that out. Check out some of the different testimonies and pray for these guys. And one other thing we'd like for you to do is we're starting to get into football season. The camps are opening. Pray for the Christians that are involved in the National Football League, including Frank Reich, who is the head coach for the Indianapolis Colts. And he's one of the guys that's on our prayer list, and we hope you'll pray for him also. But just realize, not everything you hear in the news is covers it all. I'm not saying they're not correct with some of the things they say, but there are a lot of Christian athletes out there, and there's a lot of positives in sports. So I hope you'll pray for these guys, and I hope you enjoy the show. Want to let you, before we close today, want to give you a verse out of the book of Ephesians. This is three verses, Ephesians 16, 17, and 18. And this says this: I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. There can't be anything better than knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and I hope that's where you are today. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Bye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face. We'll be right back.